At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. I welcome Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board, taking us to Bolivia, the troubled land of Bolivia. The former president, a man by the name of Morales, very famous these last years because of his excited presentation of his country and the whole region. He was seen early on as a disciple of Chavez of Venezuela, but now Morales on his own. Over these last months, Morales has followed a peripatetic formula, traveling from his own country in Bolivia after he was accused of stuffing ballot boxes and trying to steal the election, to Mexico, to Argentina. He's now back in Bolivia. The new president of Bolivia, Mr. Arce, is seen as a disciple or a protege or in simpatico with Mr. Morales. However, Mary's column focuses on another aspect of this story, that brief visit that Mr. Morales made to Mexico. Mary, a very good evening to you. Last week, you report, Mr. Arce, the new president of Bolivia, visited a state visit to Mexico and now is back in Bolivia. But at that time, it was possible for Bolivia or the state organs of Bolivia to state that the original coup or the original upset or the original ballot stuffing, depending on your point of view, of Bolivia that dislodged Mr. Morales from his long-term presidency was illicit and condemned. Does this link Morales's hijinks and bad acting and aggression? Does this link it to Mexico, to Argentina, to the whole region? And Mary, I get lost in some of these characters, so correct my presentation, please. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, John. Thank you. Yes, well, President of Bolivia, Luis Arce, visited Mexico last week. And I thought what was notable about the visit was he continued with the narrative that when Evo Morales resigned from office in 2019, November, he did so because he was the victim of a coup. There is zero evidence that he was the victim of a coup. You know, you can go point by point during all the events that unfolded back in October and November of 2019. To suggest there's a coup narrative here is preposterous. However, the new president who was elected after all of that happened when new elections were called last fall, says that it was a coup. And that narrative is very important for the party of Evo Morales and the current president, same party. It's called the Movement Towards Socialism. It goes by the Spanish initials MAS. And they want to promote that narrative because they want to, maintain the credibility of Evo Morales as a former president of Bolivia. The reason why Evo Morales had to resign was because he was caught running a fraudulent election. And the OAS, the Organization of American States, the European Parliament, all agreed. And that's when they pressured him to hold a new election. And the Bolivian police turned on him, and that's why he had to resign.
The puzzle here, Mary, is what does Morales represent? Is he the grandfather of MAS and the new president, Arce? And part of this story turns sinister when you see that the temporary president, who came into office right after Morales fled the country, for heaven's sakes, Ms. Inez, was detained early in the morning, according to the story that I read, and is now jailed and accused of various crimes, all having to do with treachery or betraying the country. So what does Morales represent? Is he looking for revenge? Is he looking to punish the duly elected members of the assembly? Where is he going with this idea?
Well, let's help our listeners a little bit. So Evo Morales came into power in 2006. And then he changed the Constitution. He claimed that his first term didn't count because there was a new Constitution. So then he ran two more times. So he was in office for 14 years when he ran again in October of 2019 in that fraudulent election. The new, then because the four people in front of Jeanine Añez, in terms of the constitutional order, all resigned under the command of Evo Morales. Jeanine Añez was the second vice president in the Senate, and it fell to her to stand up and be the caretaker of the government until new elections could be held. New elections were held last fall, and Luis Arce won, the MAS candidate. But most people believe that Evo Morales remains sort of the power behind the throne. And the main reason for that, and I think what's most troubling about this whole narrative, is that Evo Morales is the Secretary General of the Bolivian Federation of Coca Growers. Now, this federation doesn't just grow coca, but it also produces cocaine, and that's, you know, well documented. It's one of the largest cocaine trafficking organizations in the Western Hemisphere, and it is an important supplier to the Mexican cartels, which of course are important suppliers to American consumers of cocaine. So, by the way, I'm not placing all the fault on Latin America. I think that our consumption of cocaine in this country is a big part of the problem. But be that as it may, all this money is going into the Coca Growing Federation, and they are using it to support tyrannies like Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua. And I think what's going on in Bolivia is that the Bolivian coca growers are basically rounding up their political opposition, which was in power during this interim period, putting them on trial, wants to put them in jail, and basically signaling the country that this isn't going to happen again. It happened once. It's not going to happen again. We are not going to risk the coca sector by having an opposition party come in that does not support it.
Now we have Morales in Bolivia, Arce, the new president of Bolivia, and as the previous temporary president, jailed in Bolivia, the cocoa growers in Bolivia. But Mary, your column introduces a wonderful mystery. What part does AMLO have to do all this? Because he's integrated into the success of North America. What's in Bolivia for him?
Well, I don't think we know right now. AMLO claims, you know, one of his positions is that that he represents the marginalized people of Mexico, and they tend to be people with indigenous or mixed indigenous backgrounds. So he says he represents these underrepresented marginalized people. And Evo Morales, because even though he's culturally a mestizo, he also says he represents the indigenous people of Bolivia. So AMLO is basically wants to show solidarity with Evo Morales. But as I said in my column, this is extremely troubling because, you know, you can play the race card as he's doing. But when you peel that back, you find that there are an awful lot of people both in Bolivia and in Mexico who may fit that racial profile but don't want to have anything to do with organized crime, with drug trafficking and so forth. And by making this connection with AMLO, with Evo Morales, AMLO is basically making a connection with the Bolivian coca growers. And I think, you know, given the level of violence in Mexico, it's a question that Mexicans and North Americans more broadly, you know, ought to pay attention to.
Evo Morales, we just have 30 seconds, Mary. Is he now securely back in Bolivia? No threat to his long-term future and possibly to run again for the presidency? Is that all correct?
Oh, for sure. I think that if they decide that this his removal from power was illegal, they will try to reinstate him. But there's no doubt that he remains the power behind the throne.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady. She is America's columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. She's also the America's editor. writing about Bolivia, a very troubled land. Evo Morales, a very powerful and smart actor. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.